very different challenge for the team. This
totally week. Different offense.
It's you couldn't go further from one spectrum to the other because you know this Seattle offense, and we talked about it, and the Eagles fans, listeners saw it.
Right.
It is very much organized chaos. It's outside of structure. It's Russell Wilson running around and trying to make a play, whereas this offense with the Rams and Jared Goff and Sean McVay is so well scripted, so based on timing and rhythm.
As good as any in the league.
It's really, really fun to watch.
They're trying to create conflict for second and third level defenders in the middle of the field.
Yep.
That's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, and when you look at just how the Eagles are going to try and defend this, it ultimately comes down to some of the same things you talk about when, again, it's funny, talking about defending like the zone read and the read option element. Everybody's got to be disciplined. If you're Nigel Bradham and Michael Kendricks and you see outside zone run action, you've got to fill your gap in the run fit. You know, so if you're a B-gap player, if you're a C-gap player, you got to fill your gap. But then once you sense, oh, this is play action, now you got to get to your landmark, or you got to plaster a receiver on the back end, and you've got to be able to hug up on a receiver and take away that threat.
Well, the other thing, too, is this is where stopping the run game becomes absolutely critical.
Yeah.
Because I'm not saying that Bradham and Kendricks aren't important in the run game, but you'd like to be in a situation where your front four can win at the point of attack and can control the line of scrimmage. I think if you can get them into long yardage situations, which obviously is the goal of every defense, but in this case, I think it's really critical because they do start with the outside zone run game with Gurley. So if you can get them into a longer yardage situation, I think you can pressure Goff a little bit. And because he's such a program player, but in a good way, you know, I don't want people to think that's a negative. When an offense is so well structured like that, your quarterback has so many things to find. I think if you can get a lot of bodies around Goff, you can impact him negatively.